Say? Okay. So, to summarize what we talked about last time, and then we'll move on. We had a hakira. What's the nature of the nemanos of an erech? Say funny nafta, which we know from the original sugya that beis up gilon aleph is an exception to the normal rules of eidos. You should need two eidim to dump the erva, but because only an Indian rabbanon anyway, they were making with one eid. So, the Tosfos writ, I have the Tosfos written, of course, here. Sorry, my pages are a little disorganized. You'll have to give me an extra second here and there. The Tosfos writ in a few places has an expression. For example, over here he says, okay, that's very clear. They made him midrabanan, the equivalent of to aid him. And he says there's a few other places also, wherever I put it here. By the way, Morty, how come the Tosfos writ was not on the same sheet as the other Makaras?
Because my version of that doesn't have a Tosfos writ from Gittin.
Did you look under Piskei HaRid Gittin?
No, I did not. I heard about that after.
Okay, we worked it out.
Okay,
as long as you worked it out.
It's from Safari, which is even better.
Okay, yes. The... you young people, I'm not used to online databases.
No, you don't have to be online.
Right. The Tosfos writ says this in a few places, also in Daf Hegemon Aleph, someplace here. He says, Hu neman kishnayim. It's a bishnayim, obviously. Hu neman kishnayim. Lakayim o kishnayim. Okay, hey, Beis says neman kibetrei. Daf hey, and aleph says neman kishnayim. And daf gimel and aleph. He has a similar expression. He says, if I can find it here, here it is. Hemnur Rabbanan Kibay Trey. Okay, the Tosfos writ all over our perek is very consistent. The nature of the Takana is Hemnur Rabbanan Kibay Trey. So here we have Nemanus Shliach Lomar Befanenechtam. So here you have the writ in many places. Heminuhu Kibay Trey. And we said the original chakira was, the other side of the chakira was, that maybe it's not that Heminu could be Trey, but, as the Ritva expressed very nicely on the Pay of the Beis, not that they, Midrar Bonnet made him more than he is, but rather they raised the standard lower so that he could meet it. Maybe you could say that Asa'uhu Ke'edos Isurin. Right? So either it's Beis Eishin Darashim Erva, meaning it's not really. We know it's really one in Darvish of Erev, which shouldn't work, but Midrar Banuma, is it? Either it's Ke'ilu, Beis Eden, Darvish of Erev, or it's Eid Echad Neman, Be'isurin. And we suggested that if we then take that back to some of the things we've been discussing, the two sugyas that we discussed last time, number one, the sugya of Eling. So if it's two Eidos and Isurin, then, I mean, we discuss many factors, right? But all else being equal, right, then you should say that an Elaim is possible because of the, that an Elaim is possible because an Elaim is possible with two Eidos and Isurin, unless you're going to say, like the Psak of the Rivash, that by Kiyam Shtaros, we were going to be Meikel, so here we say Elam is puzzle, which is the opinion of the Rambam and the various Tosfosim, right? Rambam and Tosfosim and Tosfos Rush. Okay, that's all part of Tosfos. We put Tosfos Rush on the board if we want. If you say Tenech Bisurim, then of course then Elam is Kashul Lohani Tosfos Sabin Bisurim, which is the opinion of the Rambam and the Rambam and the Ritva. And the Ran all later on Daf Tesem Aleph, we threw in some curveballs, like maybe
Maybe you could make them more because of aguna. Maybe you could be make them more because of huge struggles, right? Maybe kosher because of aguna, or the idea that medium shtaros is the rabbanon and they're more mekel. And what the Marsha pointed out is that it should depend what the reason for the takana is. Basically, pure Rava versus Rava, right? Rava really holds both in the end, but pure Rava, right? Says the Marsha, no, it depends which reason you have. If you take the reason of Mishum Kiyom, then that's real. He doesn't say the Lundus. He says, if it's Mishum Kiyom, then of course it's not Kashmir Tov Eksav, because that's real Eidus. If it's Mishum Lashma, then Lashma is just an Inyan of Isurim. For that, Eid Echad is good enough, and they lowered the standard, didn't raise his nemanus, and then Mitoch Aksav should be fine. That's what Marsha says. It depends on Rava, or at least pure Rava versus Rava.
I still don't understand. According to Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim about the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban, there's an Eid Echad, who's a kosher Eid Echad Neman against the Eid Adisha, for instance, where the Rambam calls that prayer the prayer. Mm-hmm. Reb Chaim makes a distinction between an eid kosher, even sheminu bekishnayim, between an eid kosher and somebody that they weren't, and somebody that's not, and a woman who's not an eid kosher. I still don't understand if sheminu bekishnayim, why didn't they say that an elayim is just like an isha? It doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to afterwards eight to be.
Meaning you could say they're a mikkel because it's like psuli edus, which is what the Rav suggests, and the Tzos and the Shach suggest that don't say it's a Psol Gavra. The reason is because I'm focusing here not on the Psol Gavra aspect, on the Mitoch HaKsav aspect. You could say that. And then what we suggested to be a little more radical, which you wouldn't have suggested if not for other reasons, is that perhaps you could take a third derech, which is that it's not Eidos. It's not Eidos. What is it if it's not Eidos? So, we said perhaps it's not Eidos, it's just a tekes. It's a type of gerushin. Chazal said there are two types of gerushin. There's regular gerushin, where you say hagiteif and you give it to her. And there is chutzlaretz gerushin, where you save it funny nechtam, but you're not neman through regular Eidos. Why? Because of this problem, because you're only one Eid Darashim Erva. And they said, and what are we going to say? And also we're going to have Medik Dayik, etc. So you could, one way of reading it is that they fit into the rules of Eidos, either by making you like two, or making a standard to only need one. Or you could say they didn't make it the rules of Eidos. No, they just made it a tekes. If you say funny enough to funny nechtam, then this get is impervious to the taina of mezuyah / nechtam shlo lishma, according to whatever shita, / both, whatever shita you say. So if you say it's not Eidos, but it's a tekes. You say this, you give the get in this way, and it is neman. Then we suggested that maybe that's how you could say that an elain is possible, afilu tomar dekasher dekiyun shtaro alma. Which we said might be the sheet of the Rivash and the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Rivash and the Shulchan Aruch, just to end our review of that part, paskin that you can be Mekayim Shtaros Mitoch HaKsav. You can be Mekayim Shtaros Mitoch HaKsav, but an Elin can't say Tfani Nechta, Tfani Nechta. Why is that? The Ketzo says, B'doch HaGadol, in my humble opinion. And probably his humble opinion also, just he said it anyway. He said, Akhdir Machmish of Eshus Ish. The Beis Shmuel said, and a lot of people argued on him, but that's much more of a makom, he said, no, because an elain is worse than Mitoch HaKsav. Of course, an elain is possible to keep shtaros, because an elain has a psal gavra. So worse than just Mitoch HaKsav. Or, I wanted to suggest, maybe, that you could say, no, funny nechta is more makra than kiyum shtaros. Why? Funny nechta would be more makra than kiyum shtaros. We're so makel. But yeah, how are we so makel? By making a special tekes that has power that an aid wouldn't have. But you have to do the tekes. If you do the tekes, you did it. If not, not. And if the tekes was to save a funny nefta tzarech, what does the Mishnah say? Sarech, Sheyomer Fani Nechta Fani Nechtam. If you weren't Omer Fani Nechta Fani Nechtam, then we don't use regular rules of Eidos, of Eidechad, Shnei Edim, Kim, Shtaros, of any rules of Eidos. We just say, did you do the Tekas or not? Did you do the Takana or not? Since you didn't do the Takana, then you can't take advantage of the special Lemonis. Go bring two Edim and use the regular trap. But the special Lemonis only applies to the Tekas, and this we said was maybe one of our three answers, not one we found in the Achronin, the Rivash and the Shulchan Aruch. I admit it's a bit of a chiddush. I would not have made this whole tzad just say this chiddush, because there are other answers to the Rivash and the Shulchan Aruch. But it's something to think about. The next thing we discussed was Bifnei Kamados Numo. Bifnei Kama Omer Befalei Nechta. Right? So, what do we say? If we're talking about regular Eidos, then I think it's pretty mochach. Regular Eidos, the same from one or two people, is worthless. Because if they repeat it, they repeat it. Regular Eidos, you have to have three people or bust. Three people happens to be Maskana Parkamara. Right? But for regular Eidos, you need for sure Bifnei Gimel, which is what the Gemara says for the reason of Kiyum. Now, who says that Bifnei Eidos? This is the Ritva. This is the Ritva. You know what? If it's Mishum Kiyum. The Ritva, if it's Mishum Kiyum. Right? He says, you need three. Rashi and everyone else say, why do you need three? They don't say for Kabbalah's Eidos. They say for the Chalos Kiyum Shtaros. They don't say how many you need for Kabbalah's Eidos. They even sort of maybe imply that this is not the case. Let me just point this out. If it's real Eidos, it needs to be Bifnei Gimel to be Eidos this Kabbalah, otherwise MPA. If it's Eidos Yisurin, we know Eidos Yisurin is Kosher MPA. It should only have to be in front of one person. Now, there's no such shitas in front of one person. In front of one person, and then for technical reasons, you might need more than that. So what we say here, we would say, Bifnei Echad V'Ikaron, right? Oh, Bifnei Beis, maybe you need two for a technical reason. What technical reason would that be? Perhaps the technical reason of that the Ritva says. The Ritva says, this is the Ritva in the Manda Omar Mishom Lashma. He says the technical reason of Medik
Dayak. What do you need one for?
Ah, you need, because if the Shliach then goes home, someone needs to tell you what the Shliach said, or else how do you know?
She knows. She's the one who did it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe the one could be the Isha, meaning it could be a phase zero. It doesn't matter. Meaning no one actually says less than two. That's not one of the options. So it doesn't matter if the one maybe really is zero. The Isha counts as one. There's no such real Shita. So says the Ritva, he says the same as the Marsha. This is the Machlokas between Manda Amar Kiyom and Manda Amar Lishma. If it's Mishum Lishma, it's not real Eidos. You only need to say it in front of someone who can repeat it, but you need two for a technical reason to make it Dayak. If it's Mishum Lekiyom, since Kiyom is a regular judicial procedure, which is more similar to Dini Mamados, then they were talking that it's real Eidos, just they were Mam and him could be Trey. And that is how the Ritva works it out. What about the other Rishonim? So here are the other Rishonim. So it's a little more complicated, such as Rashi and the Meiri. I don't remember which other Rishonim we quoted. That's good enough. So Rashi and the Meiri says, why do you need three for Manda Amar Kiyum? Because Kiyum Shtaros is B'Shlosha. It sounds like they don't... Now, it's an argument for silence. Why don't they say you need three for Kabbalah's Aegis? So you could say, maybe they say that because they also need three for Kiyum Shtaros B'Shlosha, but it could very well be they're saying that even Manda Amar Kiyum doesn't think it's regular Eidos that needs Kabbalah Yidei Gimel. Even Manda Amar Kiyum, it's just Eidos Yisurim, and you don't need three to be Mekabalit. So why do you need three? Not to be Mekabal the Eidos. You need three to do a Chalos Kiyum Shtaros.
How else do you do Kiyum Shtaros without being Mekabal Eidos?
You hear the Eidos of the Shliach, and then go to another court of three and tell them what the shliach said, and they do keep shtaros for you. Right? Maybe you need three. The chumra and takin should do kiyum right away. Okay, but you're right. I'm just saying maybe. Right? Oh, bifni gimel mishon siba technet shel chalos kiyum shtaros. And that would be Ulai, Rashi, and the Meiri, Lamanda Omar, Mishum Kiyo. Meaning it could be that even the three is really Eidos. Eidach would be certain. So why do you need to be Bifnei three? Not to be Makabal the Eidos, to do a Kiyom Shtaros, because the Chacham wants you to do a Kiyom Shtaros on the spot. The most interesting thing for us was Rashi and the Meiri in the Manda Bifnei Beis. Now, they could have just said, like the Ritva, why Mandar Bifnei Beis? It's really Eidos Yisurin. Mandar Bifnei Beis can't say it's really just Dabar Shem Erva, because then you would need three to Mekabel. So what does he say? He could say it's regular Yisurin, and this is really what the Bnei Yeshua tries to get Rashi to say. He says, what does Rashi mean? Rashi means really could be Bifnei one for the Eidos, because Eidach and Yisurin could be one telling one, telling one, telling one. It's just that you need two, because Rashi really means the Ritva for Medik Dayak, or for Eidim Sirakarsi. For Tosla's version of Eidim Sirakarsi. So, I guess we can add to this. Bir Rashi, Lefi Pnei Yoshua, and that other pshat that I quoted the other day. But the simple pshat is that Rashi says no, a new pshat, right? This is where we left off with. You need to give it in front of two. Why? You don't need three to be Mekabel to Eidos, but one is not enough to repeat the Eidos. You need two to be made that it happened. And then the question we have is, why do you need two to be made of Funny Nechtam? If it's real Eidos, two aren't allowed to be made. It's Eid Mipiyed, unless a Bezdin hears. If it's Eid Echav Yisurim, one can be made. And don't say it's because of Eid Daya, because that's not what Rashi says. And don't say it's because of Eid Mesirah Karsi, because that's not what Rashi says. So, we had another pshat, but the pshat that I like to say was, maybe Rashi and the Meiri, they say, sorry, let me just make a little, okay. For me, a kind of thing there. The Rashi and the Iri say, no, it's because, here you know, Bifnei Beis, Bi'ikaron. Bi'ikaron, it needs to be in front of two. Bi'ikaron, in front, it needs to be in front of two. Why does Bi'ikaron need to be in front of two? Because the two are being made, not any Eidos. The two are being made on what actually happened, not the Eidos. Right? And this is because the Shnayim are meyed on a Maisa, not on an Eidos, which is exactly what the Meiri says. So the Meiri is clearly understanding here, we thought that was Pratim Rashi, even though I gave an alternate shot, that is clearly understanding here, that, excuse me, that we're not dealing with Eidos at all. The Nemanus of Shlich say Funny Nephilim is not any kind of Eidos, not either track of Eidos, it's a Maisa, not Eidos. What do you mean by Maisa? We have two possibilities. I said you could say that it's part of the Tekes, the Maisa is the Tekes of Gerushin, or you could say it's Midin Hodas Baldin. Maybe you could read that into the Meiri. So we're not sure which the Meiri meant by it's not Eidos, it's a Maisa. Did he mean it's not Eidos, a Maisa, Hodas Baldin? Which is not Eidos, that's a Maisa itself, whatever the Baldin does. Or does it mean it's not Eidos, it's a Maisa of Gerushin? And this kind of Maisa of Gerushin is a Gerushin that's impervious to Tainas of Mezuyah, to what we call error. Okay, this is a summary of what we said yesterday. Okay. Question what we said yesterday. Yes?
Let's say it's even according to Rashi and Meiri. But now the Eidos now don't have to say what based in what the whole Malach of the Talich was. All they have to do is say that he said before the Nefta.
That's what the Meiri is saying.
Right, but you're not going to go back and say what
the No, but hold on a second. According to the Meiri,
the original could have been Eidos.
No, because if two Eidim say that, if two Eidim say, I mean, this is the Meiri, this is not me. The Meiri says, don't say it's Eidos. Why? Because if two Eidim say that, let's say the Shliach's name is Reuven. If two Eidim say, Reuven testified funny Nechtam, then we say to them, you have no right to tell us what we're going to testify. That's AMPA, because you're not three.
If I came up to you and said, yesterday, they passed him by such and such, I don't have to tell you why they passed him.
No, but that's because you're telling me what happened in front of three. And this,
I'm telling you here what happened. They did the Tachanas Chachamim.
Okay, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Then we're agreeing. Great, wonderful. Okay, Viter. Now, let's tie in a few other things to that. The other thing we tied into is, where do we get this idea that it might be A, not so much an Eidus as a excuse me, as a tekes, as a type of gerushin. So we have three things here. Well, first, let's tie in one other thing. The Machlokas, Balamor, Narban, and Ksubas. Here we say Eid Nasadayin. What does our Gemara make it seem like? Our Gemara makes it seem like Eid is Nasadayin here, exactly the same as Eid is Nasadayin Kim Shtaris. Ha'kaim Lam, Darban, Eid Nasadayin. The clear reference is the Gemara Ksubas, where the Gemara says that since Kim Shtaris is Darban, Eid Nasadayin. It sounds from this Gemara Pi Pashtas that Eid Nasadayin is the same in Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam as in Kim Shtaris the Alba. But that is actually a big machlokis. And in one aspect of the machlokis in the Balamor and the Ramban, says the Balamor, he says, you think in Kiyum Shtaros a guy can be mayed and then done? That's ridiculous. How could the same guy in court give testimony and be the judge? Ludicrous. Can't be. Ah, says the Balamor. Says Balamor, you know what we mean in Kiyum Shtaros, Eid Nasadayin? Means an aide who doesn't testify could be a dayan. Like, he just knows it, but he doesn't actually testify, then he could be a dayan. That's, like, for example, let's say three dayanim know the signatures, but they don't testify. They could be a dayan. Or let's say one guy knows the signatures, and other aidim testify in front of the other dayanim. Okay, then it could be a dayan. But an aide who testifies can't be a dayan. So the Balamor asks himself, getting the payment base. The aide is testifying and being a dayan. Right? Pretty mafurish. So what it says, don't bring a riot from funny nechtam. Since that's Eidus, that's only an Eid Echad, it's lo klum. The Rabbanim made it like nothing. That's nothing. Okay, here, the Balamor has a big Kiddush. Now this is sort of roundabout. How about the Yachas Bein Eid Nasadayan the Kiyum Shtaros over Gittin. Says the Balamor, no, they're not comparable. In Eid Nasa Shtar, Eid Shalom Hayyad is not Sadayan in Shtaros. But Eid Hamayyad is not Nasadayan in Shtaros. Are here that Eid Hamayyad is not Sadayan? No, he's not really an Eid Hamayyad. It's a little clone. It's not really just. So, and what if Arban say back to him? Arban say back to him, what are you talking about? It's exactly the same Sugya. This is the same Eid as across the board. If Eid Hamayyad is Nasadayan here, then Eid Hamayyad is Nasadayan in Kiyum Shtaros as well. That's the close between the Balamor and the Ramban. What's the Balamor saying? Says the Balamor, Eid Hamayyad Eino Nasadayan in Kiyum Shtaros. Af al pi shenasa dayan begitten, he begitten a eidos eino klum. I think that's his law of klum. In Gittin, it's not real eidos. So in Gittin, it's not real eidos. The eid could be a dayan after he testified. He said funny after. Do you think that's real eidos? That's not real eidos. He could still be a dayan. But in Kiyum Shtaros, where it's real eidos, he can't be a dayan. And what does Ramban say? Says the Mochamos. He says, Gittin Shove Lukiyum Shtaros Yalba. Meaning, the Eidos is Klum. And if they're equal, what's the rule? Well, if they're equal, then Eid Hamayyad is not Sadayin. The Lachain Eid Hamayyad Nasadayin. I'm not yet in the sugya of Eid Nasadayin. I don't want to get into why an Eid Hamayyad should be Nasadayin versus an Eid Shalohayyad should be Nasadayin. I want to get into the question of whether our sugya is the same as that sugya, whether our sugya is the same as Kiyum Shtaros or our sugya is not the same as Kiyum Shtaros. Says the Ramban, same sugya. Kiyum Shtaros for Eid Nasadayin is the same as Gittin Eid Nasadayin. Says, well, of course it's a different sugya. In Kiyum Shtaros, it's real Eidos. In Gittin, it's not real Eidos. It's fake Eidos. It's bogus Eidos. It's Lav Klum Eidos. So what are they arguing about? So it's not 100% clear what they're arguing about, but one thing is very clear. if you say that we're dealing with real two Edom here, they just made them like two, then clearly they made them real Edos. Then the Ramban is right. They made them real Edos. If you say that it's only like Erecha B'Yisurim, then I'm not sure who's right. On the one hand, Erecha B'Yisurim is a real kind of Edos. On the other hand, it's not a real Bezdin kind of Edos.
So, I would say,
if we're dealing with the Tosos Rid, the Mochav is absolutely right. This is just as real Edos as Kiyum Shtaros. The rules of Kiyum Shtaros, again, have to be equal because they're both real Edos. If you say this is Eid Echad, on the one hand, it's like real Edos, but it's not like real, real Edos. It's like a different kind of Edos. And therefore, I could see it going either way. Maybe say the Mochamos, it is Edos. It's Yisurin, but it's Edos. Or like the Valamor, that's not Edos. I mean, no to more to the Valamor. Say this is not Edos. If you say it's not Edos at all, then I think Moshe the Valamor is right. But I mean, Eid Nasadayan, this is not Edos at all. It's a little clung. This is not Edos. I know it looks like Edos. It smells like Edos. It has a hagmin to be called Edos. But it's not real Edos.
That's not Edos at all, that maybe it's a tekes, then all, wouldn't all the more so would be an issue of like Nogea, as a dying, that he's like he's doing the Maisa and he's becoming the dying, that all would have an issue with that.
Okay, that is a great question. That is a great question, which is, if he's the one doing everything, then shouldn't that for sure be a problem? But maybe not, because what's the point of Shliach Nasa Eid? We already have precedent of Shliach Nasa Eid. Even if you do everything, but if you have no interest in it, you could be an aid. So now, it could also be Shliach Nasa Dayan, even if you do everything. But if you have no interest in what you do, then you could still be a Dayan. Meaning, I could be a Dayan about something I did if I'm not a party to it. It's not such a crazy thing, is it? I don't know, Yesh Lion, if it's such a crazy thing or not. It's an interesting question. What if I did something, but I'm not a party to it? Now, yeah, it's going to be hard to find such an example, right? How did I do something, but I'm not a party to anything? It's going to be a tricky one. You know, what did I do that had nothing to do with me? Other than being a shliach. I don't know. Okay. Yes, Lodun, but it's not pasha to me. It's not pasha to me. Okay, now, yes.
I heard from you.
Heard from me? Blame me? Sure.
I'm not blaming you because I remember you quoted as a machlokas between themselves and the Nisibus as to whether Edef and Emma Bisurdis Hazoma or Shayach or not. But that's basically the same.
Correct. That might depend on how seriously you take Edef and Emma Bisurdis. Very good. Okay, now, let me go, yes?
As in, perhaps an answer to what I said, it could depend on the nature of shlichus. If we view shlichus as like you actually being the Baal, and kind of like your identity is totally
correct.
Stripped, so then once you're not a shlich anymore, then you can...
Then you really are a different person.
Right.
Ah, okay, I like that. Okay, now, basically, let's just continue in our hakira here. What's our hakira here? Our hakira here is, now, there's other machlokos here about whether this Eid Nasadayin is the same as every Eid Nasadayin or not. Other Rishonim argue about many details, but most they argue about, were we Mekel more here because of Aguna, or we're not Mekel because of Aguna? Meaning, maybe we're Mekel in the standards of Dayanus here because of Aguna. That, I'm not going to put on the board right now, that seems to be more technical, but the Baal Mora seems to be much more fundamental. He doesn't say they were Mekel for Aguna more here than a regular Kiyum Shtaros. He says they weren't Mekel, it's just logically, it's not real Eidus. So there's machlokos. Balamor and Muhammad, so there's real Edos or not, either arguing whether it's Edos Yisurin or like two, or they're arguing whether it's any kind of Edos or non-Edos. Now, if we can continue this Hakira here, Nemanus Lomar Fanenechtam, is it Edos Beis or Eden or Eid Echad, or is it not Edos? And let us say it is it's a tekes. It's part of the gevurshin. I thought there might be some other nafkaminas as well. It's hard to prove anything, and that's going to segue us into the next thing that we are discussing. So one is the discussion that I mentioned, I didn't put on the board yet, of the Ramah, based on the Rush. Right? Says the Ramah, quoting the Siddurim, meaning the Gittin handbooks, the Ramah quoting the handbooks, he says that, and the Ramah is only choshes this l'chachila, but the handbooks might have been choshes the Ikar HaDin. It's always hard to tell from handbooks what's the Ikar HaDin. I think it was that. The says, it needs to be in Hebrew, not in Laz. Someone says, hey, why does it need to be in Hebrew, not in Laz? Everything in the Torah. I mean, there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah in the 7th parak of Sota, which tells you a few things in the Kol Tarkula that have to be in Hebrew. Gittin's not one of them. So Mehechi Tesi, it has to be in Hebrew. So the simple pshat is, if it's real Eidos, whoever heard that Eidos has to be in Hebrew. Why should Eidos have to be in Hebrew? You ever hear Eidos has to be in Hebrew? It might have to be in a language that you don't understand, which is why Sanhedrin Gedola had to understand 70 languages. But Eidos doesn't have to be in Hebrew, not two Eidim and not one Eid. Since when does Eidim have to be in Hebrew? So if you ask, how about the question of Laaz? Here we have the Grof on the bottom of the Ramah who says that it's Kosher. Obviously, it's not Eidos, Pashut. I think it's Pashut. Laaz should be Kosher. And even the Ramah agrees with Yevet that it's Kosher. But if you said it's a Tekes, now even a Tekes, you could say it doesn't matter what language you use. But maybe it's Puzzle, which is the Ramah, the Shame, Seder Haget. The Ramah, the Shame, Seder Haget says Puzzle. It's hard to understand why it would be Puzzle. Like, it's not Eidos, what do you say? Chacham only reminded him like two Eidim if he knows Hebrew. It's a little hard for me to believe that. Like, why should, you can always say, there are a bunch of around him like two Eidim only if he speaks Hebrew, because only people who speak Hebrew are very likely to be telling the truth. But that's, it's a little hard to explain why she needs to be Hebrew. It seems like these Siddurim, this Seder Haget, maybe holds the Tekes, which would fit in with what I want to say in the Ramah, who's like the Rivash, if you want to take this side. He's based on a Rush. What did the Rush say? How about the, is the exact wording ma'akev? Meaning, the Rush said the exact wording is ma'akev. What the Ramah did, couldn't say, we gotta take it one step further. And the Hebrew is ma'akev. The Rush never said, that's the Grof point, the Rush never said Hebrew is ma'akev. He just said, you have to say these exact words. He didn't say whether they have to be in this language or not. What was the Rush's point? We'll get to it soon. But the Gemara says, if you hear them writing, that's good enough. So the Rush asked, so why can the Gemara and the Mishnah say, Chof Gimel Asuma, can't say funny enough, done, why not? Why can't the Suma say funny enough, done, if he heard them writing the get? Suma can hear. So there are many answers, which we're not up to yet, says the Rush. No, because he can't say befunny nef, funny nef, dumb, because it's masik a shikra. How can he say in front of me if he's a suma? Says the Rush says, let the suma say, the oznai nechtam, the oznai nechtam. Why can't he say, shamati nechtam, shamati nechtam? Right, and I'm 100% sure that it was lashma, that it was authentic, whatever it may be. So says the Rush, he says, hold on a second. You and I could say funny enough, we just heard it, because hearing is good enough. So why can't the Summa say? I am saying he can't say I saw it, because that's silly. Why can't he say I heard it? Says the Rush, no, because if you don't say the exact Lashon, then it doesn't count. Has to say funny nechtam, not be'oznai nechtam, be'oznai nechtam, or not shamati nechtam, shamati nechtam.
Would this also be related to the Rashi that thinks that he was shana v'apesh to come in if you leave out a word? Like, if you think not just leaving out the plain nechtav altogether, but in any way changing it, it's a violation of Mishnah and Mabeyah.
That's true. Remember what did Rashi say? Rashi says, what's the problem with leaving out a word? Remember the Kashmir and Gimel and Aleph. Say, they didn't say Befani Nechtav Lashma, then you might leave out Lashma. And everyone asked, hold on. So say Befani Nechtav. Why is it so bad if it was Befani Nechtav Lashma and you left out Lashma? You still said Befani Nechtav. This is good enough for us. So one answer was, no. If you say, if everyone else says Lashma and you don't, that's much worse than if no one says Lashma. But Rashi says, you're Mishani Matbeya. Who cares so much about the Matbeya? So there also. Now, of course, there it was a more intuitive thing, because after all, you left out the most important part, right? So the Rush is going further, Rashi. Rashi says, if they would make it to come and say Lashma and you leave it out, that's a Shinoi Matbeya. Okay, that I can handle a little better, because Mamishin left out the important part. The Rush, even if you didn't leave out the important part, you just said, I heard it, nechtav and nechtam. Instead of, I saw it, nechtav and nechtam.
I'd argue the opposite, that since you left out the most important part, and it's not, oh, this is bad edus, but rather that this is a formal violation of the Matbeya,
okay.
A stronger
okay. Fair enough. I have to think about that a little more. Lemaisa, what did the Rush say? The Rush says the exact wording is ma'aki. Again, he didn't say it has to be in a certain language. You can have the exact wording in a different language, right? A lawyer will tell you, you can certify something, it's the exact words translated through a different language. And then you would never translate seeing to hearing. Right? So I don't know if the Rush would, the machlokes in the Grun and the Rambam, but the Rush required the Hebrew language. The Rush clearly required the substantive words to be the words of Chazal and anyone else. So this is Nicha Lomar de Ma'ake. And that's the Rush. Now, the exact wording is Ma'ake. If you can't say I heard it, you have to say I saw it. And interestingly, this is the fascinating enough for me of the Rush. Forget about blind people. Let's say me. Baruch Hashem, Pukeach Ivrim. Baruch Hashem, Lokeinu Baruch Hu, Pukeach Ivrim. I can see very nicely. At least with my glasses. Even without my glasses, I can see somewhat. So let's say I did not see the get being written. I just heard it. Says the Rush, if I bring it to Israel and I say, I heard it being written, it's possible. If I say, Bifanai Nechtav, it's kosher. Fascinating. If I say what actually happened, it's possible. If I say what didn't happen, then it's kosher. That's the Rush says. It's the Lashon that's Ma'aki. If I heard it, I have to say Bifanai. I can't say Ba'aznai. So if I come and give the most accurate testimony, Ba'aznai Nechtav, that's possible. If I come and give a slightly inaccurate testimony, Bifanai Nechtav, it really wasn't in front of me. It really was behind me. It really was upstairs. I just heard it. Then it's kosher. It's an interesting Rush. What's important is not how accurately you report what happened. What's important is, do you say the magic words? So, the simple pshat is that the Rush fits very, very well if the reason for your Nemanus is not mitzad Eidos. The reason for your Nemanus is because it's a certain tekes. You would think if it's really mitzad Eidos, then it would be Nicha to say that it's not Ma'akiv. Okay, look, we're all Orthodox people here. You know, if the guy comes and says, I'm in the mood to, you know, I'm in the mood to refresh my Judaism, can I use different words? We'd all tell him, you know what, the Jewish minhag is that we try to do things like our Zaydis did. But in terms of Ma'akev al-Bidin, it would be Nicha to say, as long as he says the fact, what's the difference if he says Befanai or Ba'aznai? As a matter of fact, it's interesting, I don't know. Maybe I'd argue on the Rosh and say, Mitzat Eidos, you know what, if you heard it but didn't see it, I'd rather you said Ba'aznai Nechtav, not Befanai Nechtav. Because I'd rather you gave the most accurate Eidos possible, not more or less Eidos. I might even say the opposite of the Rush. But it could be that the Rush just doesn't hold as Eidos. The Rush holds not Midin Eidos. It's Midin the Tekkes of Gerushin. Unless you want to say for the Rush that, no, it's Midin Eidos, but the Rabbanim were only Metakein this Nemanus. After all, it's Midin Rabbanim, your Nemanus Kvetre. The Rabbanim were only Metakein it if you say Befanai. Why are the Rabbanim only Metakein if you say Befanai? Not sure. Could it be because you're more Medayik if you say Befanai? It's a little tricky. One second. Yesh Lomar. Okay, fair enough. Bedokhak, but that's not where the Rush is going. Ola Yesh Lomar Bedokhak. De Heminuhu Chachamim. Ketrei, rock. Or you want to say it's getting mixed up with Kim Sharis the Alma? It's hard for me to imagine how we mixed up with Kim Sharis the Alma if you say Ba'aznai. You know, I don't know. Rak im Omar Bifanai? But that's Dachuk. O di'im lo Omar Bifanai. Asi le'chlufe v'chui. These are all Dachuk Pshatim. I think these are all Dachuk Pshatim. These are all very Dachuk Pshatim. Trying to rescue the Rush. The Rush is Mitam Eidos. So Mitam Eidos, why do you say Bifanai and Apo Aznai? The answer is because they only believe you say Bifanai. So if you say Bifanai, you take it more seriously than if you say Ba'aznai. Maybe, but it's not intuitive. Or to say, they only believe you say Bifanai. So if you say Ba'aznai, it might be mixed up with Kiyam Shtaros de Alma. It's a little strange. Kiyam Shtaros de Alma, you don't say Ba'aznai, you say Yodati. So I think it's Dachuk to defend the Rush if it's really Eidos. Maybe you can. If you're stuck, you can. I think it's more Nicha to defend the Rush if you say no, it's a tekes. It's not regular Eidos. It's a certain tekes. The last thing I wanted to point out, and this will be our segue into the next part of our shiur, now we'll be able to start shiur, is what is the relationship between the Gerushin, and this is going to be our main topic, the Gerushin and the Amir Fani Nechtav Fani Nechtav. If it's Midin Eidos, the Shliach is doing two separate things. He's being Megarish and he's being Meid. Right? If it's part of the text of Gerushin, then you could say the shliach's doing one thing. The shliach's doing one thing. He is doing a gerushin of funny nechta, funny nechta. And that will tie into many things from Paran 6, and this is going to be expanded. What is the relationship between the gerushin and the amiras, the funny nechta, the funny nechta? We're talking about edus, then we're talking about two separate tests. Number one, he's being made a fact. Number two, he's doing the gerushin. He's doing two separate things. Might they have to be done in proximity to one another? Perhaps for a technical reason called? No. Why might you say that nonetheless they have to be done at the same time? You might say, because if they're done, if he says funny enough, but a different time than gerushin, maybe he's not. That's not a reason. He's not. Maybe he's not made a dyke, right? Or we'll get to other. But there are two separate tasks. You're going to have to explain why you may or may not require them to be done at the same time. Yes, Ellie? What? Okay. If you're talking about, no, it's part of the tekes, then it's very easy to say that, no, it's one maisa. It's a maisa of gerushin of befunding after befunding after. It's one maisa gerushin. There are two kinds of gerushin. There's regular gerushin and there's chutzlaretz gerushin. There's regular daraisa gerushin and there's special takana of maybe the chutzlaretz gerushin. And then, we'll put this on the next board, but I said that would make it a lot easier to understand why, according to many Rishonim, you can't say funny nechta before you hand over the get. Or why you can't, mukher from the Gemara, seemingly, you can't say funny nechta after you hand over the get, at least more than 12 days deeper. Why the simple shot in the Gemara, or I know it's a simple shot, why many Rishonim hold a shliach lekabbalah who brings the get, or an isha, a normal isha, not the weird case of Gibel. A shliach lekabbalah who brings the get when the chalos was 6 months ago when he received it. Or a woman who moves, a divorced woman who moves, who brings the get when she received it 2 years ago. Why they can't say funny nechta, funny nechta? Because it's not the time of the gerushin now, right? It's not part of the maisa gerushin now. And many other nafkinas that we will mention. So here's where I'll take a question from Ellie, and then I want to go on to explore the relationship between funny nechta, and the etzel ha-gerushin. Great question. Right, Ellie's asking, is this only Hakira how they made the Takana? Or is this something deeper than that? Right, that's what you're asking? So the simple shots on Hakira how they make the Takana. They wanted to make a Takana that broke the rules. One guy's Nemon, we need two. Either they made the one into two, they made the requirement for two into requirement for one, or they made a new track. Right, if you then ask, okay, is it something deeper than that or not? So here, I'm not certain. I will go back to something I said briefly quite a number of years ago, which is that, and this is inspired me by the Maharav and the Mordechai, which is that this might depend on how you look at gerushin. First of all, minastam just a chakira and how they made the takar. I'm certainly not committing myself to anything deeper than that. If you want to suggest something deeper than that, maybe you could say this has to do with the nature of gerushin in the first place. We had a chakira and Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. Is the nature of gerushin just the husband communicating to the wife in a written fashion? Or is it the husband creating, or is it the woman having a proof that she's divorced? Does the chalos come because of the rotz and habal, or because of the raya? I think if the more you say that it comes because of the raya, then, and the whole point of the text of gerushin is not for him to express his desire to divorce. No. The whole point of the text of gerushin is to give the woman adequate proof. Then one can easily understand. Mida oraisa, every sign get is adequate proof. Because,
Me Drabanan. Signatures are a little questionable. So what do they decree Me Drabanan? They decree that Me Drabanan, there's one track of view it, they decree that Midrabanan, I'm going to have to modify this a little, that in Eretz Yisrael, where it's easy to get Edom to be Mekayim, then you can hand over the get of adequate proof, and then you just have to fill in some details. In Chutz Lars, where it's hard to be Mekayim, then they made a new track, they didn't require, but they give the option of the new track, where, no, in order to really have a proof, it needs to be something where she's not going to have trouble being Mekayim it. And therefore, they built the Pfaninechta into the Tekkes of Gerushin. So I think one could say it that way, but I'm not going to commit to that. Now, who got the board? We suggest that even according to a realizer, it could be the Edom of Sibra being pushed out. The Rav didn't like that. Okay, Seder. The Rav is generally right, but it's okay to allow for the possibility that the Rav was wrong in Lundus, just for the sake of open-mindedness and diversity.
I started to say this last week, but I said it wrong. It could be modeled after the Rav of Yishu Salabala. That with Kiddushin, there's an Asina and Amira to create a Tekkes instead of just having something happen.
Right, there should be in Gerushin also, you might need Hagite to create a Tekkes. Fair enough.
It's not even random, probably.
Yeah, I agree. Especially if you didn't say Hagite anyway, then here it's just building on the idea of the Amira being part of the Tekkes. Okay, now I just want to deal with this question. What is this? Let's ask this question in two ways. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Ketzad Yaseh. Right? What should you do if you gave it up? Funny nechtam. Yitlenu yani has to take the get back, the Yaseh yitlenu l'pnei shnayim, give it back to her in front of two Edim, and say funny nechtam. He has to do another Gerushin if he wants to say funny nechtam. Here's where all the Rishonim are Dayak, that, well, you can't just stam say, you know, in no context. You have to say, you can't say it after the Gerushin. You have to say it at the Gerushin. You have to say it at the Gerushin. So why? Why can't you just say it later? Right? Why does it need to be done at the time of Gerushin? So here, why does it need to be done at the time of Gerushin? That's the question. Or does it need to be done at the time of Gerushin? Maybe it doesn't need to be done at the time of Gerushin. Right? Not clear. So here we have a big machlokes Rishonim. Right? So, Lama Eino Yoko Lomar Funenethum Achar Hagirishin. That seems pretty clear from our Gemara, at least on the simple level, that you can't say it later. Why can't you say it later? So, does everyone agree this means you have to do it Bishas Nesina? Or is there one Rishon who disagrees? Who says, no, really, you could say it afterwards. Who says, really, you could say it afterwards? Okay, does anyone know it not from the Masifta? Right, the Tosos Rush, and the Mordechai, quote the Rikinon, or Yaakov Mishinon. Yeah. Although the Mordechai quotes it as the Ram Kinon. So I'm not going to ask that. I assume it was one person, and somehow there was a Tosofer. Let's call him the Rikinon, or Yaakov Mikinon, even though I'm pretty sure the Mordechai says Rav Kinon. Unless it was maybe two brothers from Kinon, Shinon, I assume, held the same Shita. Whatever it is, says the Rikinon, and this wasn't the Makor sheet, but the Yad Ramah says the same thing. The Yad Ramah is quoted by the Shilvei Dvorim and by the Torah. The Yad Ramah wrote on all of Shas. We have a Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin of Basra. The Yad Ramah wrote on all of Shas. Rishonim had copies of the Yad Ramah on seemingly all of Shas. Yeah, I don't know if he had kutchin. I'm saying the main practical masechtas, and we usually have to go to the Torah to find if there's an important sheet of the Yad Ramah in masechtas we don't have. Anyway, so the Yad Ramah held the same thing as the Rikinon. So one possibility is the Rikinon says Lav Dafka, and the Yad Ramah. If you want to find the Yad Ramah, you can either open the Torah in Siman Kuf Mem Beis. Or you can look at the Shilvei Dvorim. Oh, I think I put the Shilvei Dvorim in brackets, actually, at some point. Yeah. The Yad Ramah held the same thing. It was in the brackets in page 14. So you could have seen it. Okay, it doesn't matter. The Rikinon is much more
great and right, according to the Rosh and the Tosfos Rosh and the Mordechai, they say lav dafka. You don't need a new Messina. If you don't need a new Messina, why do you have to take it back for and give it to her again? Because what do you need? You need the Edim. You need the Edim of Messina. You just need Amira Bifnei Edim Messira. Meaning, they make it okimtan or brisa. It doesn't mean you always have to give it her again, say funny after funny nechtam. If I give her and forget say funny after funny nechtam, I can just round up the Edim who saw me, right? If I gave it in front of 20 people, it's very easy. Find two of those 20 people. Say, come back. I have to add something. Mufani nechtav, umufani nechtav. Right? If you could find the two Edim, it doesn't have. You don't have to do a new Messina. What's the case of our Brisa? Our Brisa is just an Ikeno Kinta. You couldn't find those Edim anymore. The Shliach was in a rush to go back to his homeland. Right? The Shliach's boat was leaving in an hour. Shliach's boat was leaving back to Chutzlar, Menina Sayam in an hour. And those two Edim were out at work and he couldn't find them, so he needs to find another two Edim. But it's not the same Edim. So that's why he does another Nesina to make new Edim Nesira. Right? And the Okimta and the Braisa is Mayri Bidilo Matza Ede HaMesira. He can't find Edim Nesira right now. So that's why he has to give in front of new people. But really, you don't need new people, you just need the same Edim. What's the svara that you should need to say to Edim? Clearly, he's denying what most Rishonim take from this, is that you can't say it after the Nesina. You can't say it after the Nesina. You just need the same Edim. Why do you need the same Edim? Anyone? Why do you need the same Edim? Why do you need the same Edim? I mean, he says you either have to do another Nesina to make Edim Mesira, or find the original Edim Mesira. Why do you need to find the original Edim Mesira? Why can't you say it in front of different Edim?
You just need to do the Messina again.
Okay, but why can't you stand in front of Edim who didn't witness the Messina? Why can't you say, you too, you don't know anything about the Messina, but Befani Nechta. Why can't I do that? So here, in the Mordechai, he says, what's the Svara? The Svara is that, says the Mordechai, I only have one Shiva Shavu. Because of davar below chatzi davar, we darshan the Gemara and Bav Basra and other places. Actually, only two places in Shas. That davar below chatzi davar, meaning al pishay edim yakum davar, edim have to be made a whole davar. They can't be made a chatzi davar, right? So, for example, if we want to prove someone's a gadol, you can't have two edim say we saw one seyar and two edim say we saw the other seyar, even if you're sure they're different sarils. Because they have to be made a chatzi davar. You have to be made a whole thing. You can't be made half of a davar. Okay, the examples are all very subtle. Right, the Gemara of Basra discusses, what if two Edim are made that you ate the field for 1 year, another two Edim say for another 2 years, that kind of chesed gedol shanim, big discussion there. But the idea is, without getting to the protim, you have to be made a davar, not a chatzi davar. What's the problem? Probably the technical problem in Edos. If the Edim were here b'fanei nechtam, didn't see the Nesina, then that's a problem of Eidos al Chatzi Dover. Okay, so you need Eidos on a Dover Shalim. Okay, if so, then that's just a technical point that has nothing to do with the nature of Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. Right, it's a technical point that you can't have people make it on a Chatzi Dover. So you need to find the same Edim. If you can't find the same Edim, you need to do another Mesira, so they'll be made on a whole Dover. They'll say, we don't know if it was Nimser yesterday or not. But at least it was Nimser today, and we saw it Nimser today, funny nechtam, we can be made a whole Gavershin. Say, maybe she was already divorced, doesn't matter, but we saw that she was at least divorced now. Okay, I thought you could say another Svara, which is very commonsensical, if you don't want to say like the Mordechai. I thought you could say very easily. What if the Mordechai, Gimel, and Aleph say it's important that the Shliach do, that he be made a Dayak? I think you could say, if the Shliach saying in front of two random people who didn't see the Nesina, maybe he's not so made at night. I'm sure he's not so made at night. Why don't I pick two random people I say in front of them? I know they were said, but if they give up, they base. Come and know, Snula, if they give up, they base. You're made at night. Stop, if I pick two random people and it's out of context and they don't know anything about the case, I might not be made at night. Okay, you could like it, you could not like it.
Big diet has not been up. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. That's not big diet.
Ah, it's just a repeat. Just
whoa. Okay. The I know that's what it sounds like from Rashi and Daf Gimel and Aleph. Right? The problem is that it's a little tricky for the following reason. The Gemara later on is going to say, and I haven't found anyone who disagrees with this. So the Mefurash Gemara, and I haven't found anyone who disagrees with this, says that, let's say a Shliach brings a Neir to Yisrael and decides to say Tfanei Nechta, Tfanei Nechta. He's Neman, Kaveitre, or whatever their Shita is. Why? He wasn't made of Daik originally. So it could be that, no, that really the Maskana, it's enough to be made of Daik. The Maskana, the Medik Daik, depends on the Shas Nesina. Tosos clearly soon better pay dollar and base. He's what's the Medik Daik? Since he gives it in front of two or three people, he is very careful to only report the exact truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And therefore, he's very Neman. I know that's not what Rashi starts out saying in Daf Gilmon Aleph, or some of the other Rishonim start out saying in Daf Gilmon Aleph, but it could be what Rashi means at the end. Rashi says, and even if Baal's Ma'arah, we don't listen to him. Why not? He never really explains. He says, first, the Shliach made it Daik, Baal's not going to change his mind. What if Baal does change his mind? Oh, we still don't believe him. Why not? It could be the Medik Daik is Bishas Amira, the Shliach is Medik Daik.
So what does it mean? He says the same words.
So the answer is that the Shliach, if he says it in front of Edom who know there was a Gerushin, he's Medik Daik. If he says it in front of Edom who don't even know if there was ever a get, I pick you too. I say, listen, I gave a get to Mrs. Schwartz yesterday. Is he really so indigenous? You don't even know if there was a guy. He's just telling him a story. You don't take this seriously. He doesn't take this seriously. And that, it might just not be such a serious context if you don't know what's going on. So it merely is either you could like it, you could not like it. Ula ye shlomar. Deh. In Omer. Mifnei Edim. Shalom yadu. Shehaget Nimsar Shehaya Mesira Saget Lav Medik Daik. Okay, you can like it, you cannot like it. If not, you can take the Mordechai.
I think he's even more than that. The fact that he didn't say it for the first Nesina shows he wasn't so Medak Daik.
Okay, maybe he just forgot. You know.
Or at least we don't have the full Medak
okay,
Daik.
Okay, although that's if he says it again with another Nesina, we don't make that a Reisa.
For sure.
Okay, I mean the fact that he Davka didn't say it to Shas Nesina, and Davka said it afterwards.
You have to do it again.
Okay.
You have to.
I can't just say this. If you saw
him,
you haven't seen it.
You can, but and. That's what my Rami Rittenberg says in the Mordechai. But because, I guess this, if it's a Kisarin the Mesira, they might have to hear it before the Mesira. It might be too late to fix it afterwards. Well, then you're saying Chatzi Davar, basically. Then it's the Mordechai. It's a Kisarin, Chatzi Davar.
Chatzi Davar is a formal thing. It's not
what's the Kisarin the Mesira?
That they have to know everything to be able to testify as a raya that the get was given correct, that the get was given according to the rules. They have to be able to say that all the rules were followed
in order to have. Okay, that's very similar to Davar Lochatzi Davar. You're saying it's not the Edom Funny Nachla or Davar Lochatzi Davar, it's the Edom Asira who are Davar Lochatzi Davar. Okay, I'm granting it to you. Okay, more.
The guy, when he's saying funny next time, he's saying he knows he's doing something serious. He's the diet. It's the AD maybe. The AD were saying, I really don't know what this guy's talking about. They don't really pay attention to him, so they're not good AD. But he's serious
okay.
About what he's doing.
Maybe that's Chatzi Davar. You know. Okay, now, there is a. Yes?
It seems a little strange to say that we're saying this is within the perspective of two separate, that Kiev and the Gerich are two separate ideas, but we still have a school of Davar below Chatzi Davar.
It's a good question. It could be, though, that if you need two ma'asim to reach a certain result, that might still be davar v'luchatzi davar. That depends on what the machlokas amoraim is about the 3 years. Okay, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Esther, yes, what was that? But I think that's a good point. I'm a copy. Now, the other possibility is, what does the Tosus Rid say here? Tosus Rid on our daf says, Zeshet Shrikul Bit Lomid Lit Mil Pamacheres, Kdei Sheyera Eshu Shliach Bilvad. The daf Gil Shliach Amnu Rabbanik Veitrei. So he'll look like a Shliach. Because only, now it's interesting, Lashon, Yera Eshu Shliach. You know, it'll look like a Shliach. What does it sound like from the Tosus Rid? He has to look like he's a Shliach giving the get. Meaning otherwise he just looks like a stunt guy. Right? He has to look like a Shliach. Now, why does he have to look like a Shliach? It's a good question. Why does he have to look like a Shliach?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like he is. It sounds like he has to look like a Shliach. What? He has to show that he's a Shliach.
He was a Shliach, now he's continuing his role.
Okay, it depends how it looks. It depends how it looks. Right? Clearly it depends how it looks. Right? Whether he is or isn't, it depends how it looks.
If he's not a Shliach, then the Tekonah is not Shaya. If he's just stomped somebody.
If he's a stomp, so the Tekonah was only made for a Shliach. So now either he is or he isn't, but he has to look like a Shliach, right? He has to show it looks like a Shliach. So, the...
No, he has to be a Shliach, right? He has to look like one too. It's not enough.
Correct, okay.
You have to know that he's a Shliach.
Okay. Clearly the point is whether is or is not a Shliach, I guess it's a little unclear, but he clearly has to look like he's a Shliach. he clearly has to look like he's a Shliach. So what is the... what is the point here? I'm not sure what the point is. Let's go to Tosfos to the dollar of base. Says Tosfos, he says, why can't he say it without giving back to her again? Tosfos says, he says, what do you mean? How about Rebbe? Rebbe says, if I give a get to a woman and say, here's the newspaper, or no, if I give it to a woman and says, here's a business document, in the Shtar Chuv, then later on I have to say, no, Hagite, and she's divorced. But I can do the Amira without another Nesina. How come over there I can do the Amira without another Nesina? And over here I need to do another Nesina? Says Tosin, the second answer. No, he's only Medayik if it's B'shas Nesina. So I think what Tosin is saying here is that it is something psychological. It is something psychological. He's only Medayik if he does B'shas Nesina. I won't say he's only medayik in front of the Edom. No. Even in front of the same Edom, he's not medayik. He's only medayik when he's b'shas nesinas haget, then he's really medayik. So maybe something says Tosfos, not pay dollar on the base. In his second answer, he says, he's medayik, only b'shas nesina. He's only medayik b'shas nesina. It's to make him take it seriously, which may or may not have been shot in the rikinon, right? But he's saying, no, you really need nesina. But he only takes it seriously when it's nesina. He only takes it seriously when it's nesina. That's the second shot of Tosus. Now. The
maybe it means not that Medatai doesn't relate to the content, but that it's only part of the Shlichus. Medatai is a synonym for Shlichus.
That's reading a lot. Let's take this Tosos one line at a time. Let's go back to this Tosos. Amr Chizkiya Rishon Relazer. He had the tiny very kama lekama nami ma'isya. Maybe get blown funny nechtam funny nechtam. Kaitz yasi et lenoi and viyasuvi nenola. Asha filuk Rebbe. What's his kasha? Rebbe says you're allowed to fill in the amira after the nesina. Rebbe says if I give it to you without give it to her without saying it's a get, I can tell her it's a get later. So how come over here I need to do another nesina? So let's see the two answers of Tosos. Asya filu k'Rebbe, it works for Rebbe. Why? What's his first answer? The cave of the nitan aget kel chosom in a Torah, mashu omer achanu sinu fani nechtu fani nechtam lo yamo el klon. Here's an interesting. What's his first answer? If I give her the get and say it's a shtar chov, nito rice that's not gerishin. So I haven't been megarish yet. Therefore, I can say hagiteh and finish my gerishin. I'm still in the middle of my gerishin. What does he say in this case? If I say funny nechtam, funny nechtam. If I don't say funny nechtam, funny nechtam, it's valid midoraisa. It's only possible midrabanan. It's valid midoraisa. Once it's valid midoraisa, I'm finished the gerushin. Once I'm finished the gerushin, then it's too late for me to say anything, because the Gerushin's over. So if I do a Gerushin that's not Chal Midoraisa, it's never too late. I'm still in the middle of being the Garish. Once I did a Gerushin that's Chal Midoraisa, now the Gerushin's over on a Doraisa level. Once the Gerushin's over on a Doraisa level, it's too late to say Fani Nechta, Fani Nechta. Now what's the second answer? V'od. Dishlich Davka Shiomer Shasasina made it die. Only at the time of the Sina is he medayik psychologically. When it's not the time of the Sina, he doesn't take it seriously. What's the difference between these 2 days in Tosfos? The difference is, are they giving a formal explanation or a psychological explanation? The first day in Tosfos says nothing of psychology, right? Whether it's Chal Midoraisa or not, the Shlich doesn't necessarily know, right? What's he saying? He's saying that since it was Chal Midoraisa, the Gerushin is over Midoraisa. Once the Gerushin is over Midoraisa, then it's no longer Shas Gerushin for a formal perspective. The second answer is the same. From a psychological perspective, b'shas d'sina, he takes it seriously. Shelo b'shas d'sina, he does not take it seriously. So we have here, if we assume that you, no, like everyone else in the world says, you always need a new nesina. There are two ways to explain why Tosos Nafei Dalam Beis gives two ways to explain why you always need a new Nesina. What are two ways to explain? Says Tosos Nafei Dalam Beis. His first day says it's formal because you need Amira Bishas Gerushin. And here, the Gerushin ended Midoraisa, and your Amir is not Bishas Gerushin unless you do another Gerushin. Over here, what's the second day? He says, Shliach is only Midayek Bishas Nesina. Yeah, if he's handing over a get, then he's really Midayek what he says. If he stops saying, it doesn't matter who he's saying in front of. Same Adim, different Adim. If he's not doing, he's not Medayik. He stops saying. He's only Medayik, Medik Dayik, if he's doing. So these are, I think, two different perspectives on why you need another Nesina. What's wrong with doing it too late? Is it a psychological flaw of no longer Medik Dayik and the whole Takanah is being Medik Dayik? Or is it a formal din that you need to, that you need to do b'shas kiddushin, b'shas gerushin, which would mean that you need some degree of integration, perhaps between the unfunny and the gerushin. The Tosos Rid is not so clear. He talked about looking like a shliach, right? Looking like a shliach. What does it mean? Why do you have to look like a shliach? It's interesting. He doesn't say you are a shliach. Whether you are or you aren't, that's not the issue. It's how you look. So why the difference does it make how you look, whether you look like a shliach or not? To me, if it's a matter of, a formal difference, then it shouldn't make a difference how you look. It seems to fit more. It's like, you can always say, no, the Rabbanim only make the takana when you look like a shliach. But why do they only make the takana depending on how you look? It seems more sense. They make more sense to me that this is something psychological. If you look like a shliach, then you're a medik dayik if you take what you say very seriously. If you don't look like a shliach, then you don't take it so seriously. Unless you want to say it because of asi lechlufi, perhaps. If you want, you can say, no, if you look like a shliach, it's not asi lechlufi. So, okay, you could say because of asi lechlufi. There's basically going to be a million different explanations. Maybe I should have even structured this differently, but we will be just fine. What about the Tosos, here we have, let's call this A. You always need a new Messina. What about the Tosos Rid? So the Tosos Rid, who says look like a shliach, you have to look like a shliach. Maybe he also means it's psychological. Yeah, if you look like a shliach, then you act seriously. If you don't look like a shliach, you don't act seriously. Or maybe he thinks it's some sort of asi lechlufe. That's not impossible. You need a new nesina, because otherwise it's asi lechlufe. So maybe, because of asi lechlufe, the kiyom shtaros Alma, which we know according to Rava, who we probably are going within Rava at this point in the Gemara, we assume like every Rishon except for one that we pass to Rava, and hold on, and we're in Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan's the one who holds like Rava, right? Right, Rav Yochanan holds like Rava? Right, that's what happened in the Gemara. that Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds the Shema, yeah, Rav Yochanan holds like Rava, right? So, maybe you could say, Asa Lichul, if you're wanting, you need a new Nesina Davka, because without a new Nesina, it might be, you might think all Kiyum Shtaros could be one aid with a Nesina. Okay, so I'm not sure which way to take this Tosos Rid, I must admit. There are some other Geos as well. The Mordechai later quotes the Maharam, not the Mordechai quoting the Riki note, the Mordechai, that's in our Sugya. The Mordechai later comes back to his tangents, quotes the Rav Meir, I assume not Ram Rutenberg, the Ram. He says different shot. He says the Eidim need to read the get before it's handed over. Not after. Why do they need to read the get before it's handed over? It's a halacha. The Eidim need to read the get first. You ever have a Mesirah Seget? The Eidim read it first. Why do the Eidim need to read it first? Because otherwise they're not Eidim Mesirah. Think about it. I go over to my wife and I say, Hagitech, give her a piece of paper in front of these two Eidim. How are the Eidim Mesirah? They don't know if I give her a get. Maybe I gave her the cartoons. Right? Maybe I gave her a mezuzah. Right? Okay, that doesn't look like cartoons. It's fancy schmancy cloth. Maybe I gave her a mezuzah. How do you know? So, therefore, they have to read it. They have to know that it's a get. Otherwise, they're not even a seer. How are they even a seer if they don't know what I gave her? Says the Maharam Burtonberg, throws in. He says, and likewise, they have to know. I have to say funny nechtam first. Or at least Tokadei Dibur counts as first. Let's assume he agrees. Because they have to know that it's a real get. And if I don't say funny enough, how do they know it's a get? Maybe it's just something that looks like a get, but isn't. It's clearly not a mezuzah or the funnies. But maybe it's something that looks like a get, but isn't, because it's not a real get. It's just a fake get. So I'd say, so he seemed to assume the reason you need funny enough from Shas Nesina is so that the Eidei Mesira will know, and this is a little similar to Chatzi Davar, maybe, but say it has to be Shaito. The Eidei Mesira at Bishas Mesira have to know it's a Mesira's get. And otherwise they're not Eidei Mesira. Otherwise you gave it without Eidim. And it's too late. Filling in later is not going to help. You gave it without Eidim. In order to say I divorced in front of Eidim, the Eidim have to know what's going on. Interesting question, right? Like, what if I'm Mekadesh a woman? And, we're not getting into this. These are all deep questions. Maybe we'll get into sometime later. I'm a Kaddish woman with the ring, and the Eidim don't know if the ring belongs to me, or they don't know if it's Shavar Pruta, et cetera, et cetera. It could be, maybe that would be no good, right? Where is this a real discussion? These discussions are not in the poskim, because Mestama ring is Shavar Pruta, Mestama belongs to me. Come on. The discussion is, what if there's the big Machos Achronim?
The sofa mixed up.
Okay, but even better. What if I throw Kiddush to a woman, Suffolk Karv Lo, Suffolk Karv Lo? They're not sure if it reached her Dalar Amos or not. So it's a machlok zachronin. Maybe that's Suffolk Kiddush, maybe it's not Kiddush at all. Why? Because there's no Eidim. The Eidim don't know what happened, right? If the Eidim know it might have been, that might not qualify as Eidim. So now, this is a big homer, of course, because Mida Araisa, Eidim Achsonu Sakvish Nechujus of Vezin Dami and Roh, Safri Tadayin, Istam Safri Dayin, Migrum Gviri, and Robekin Lashma. But maybe on the Drabbanan level, that's what the Maharam says. Why do you need a new Messina? Here's a different shot. Right? There's a lot of shatim floating around here, I admit. A lot of possible shatim floating around here. Maybe says the Maharam. He says, no, it's a technical problem, the Eidus. He says, it's a pagam in Eidei Mesira if they don't know that the get is authentic Bishas Mesira, because then they didn't see Mesira's get, they saw Mesira's dover, not Mesira's get. It's a big chiddush, especially since Mido Rice, you don't need funny enough. Okay, but that's what Rabbi Rutenberg says. So that could be another explanation as to why you need the Nesina. The Rav has a different part here. The Rav says, the Rav sometimes speaks formally, and I'm not sure exactly where he's coming from. The Rav says, you need a halosh shliach. The Takana Drabbanan is Chal on a Shliach. After he gives the get, he's not a Shliach anymore. Interesting question, right? You know, the Rav is this part. He loves this part all over the place. It's not really his part. It's a Gemara course later on. Once you finish your Shlichas, you're not a Shliach anymore. Right? Why does the Rav say? How come in the Rambam
It doesn't in the Shulchan Aruch even. It doesn't say that maybe the Chazan has to take 3 steps back after Shmona Esrei. The answer is, because once he finishes Shmona Esrei, he now finished what the Tzibur sent him to do. So he's not a Shliach anymore. If he's not a Shliach Tzibur, then he's not then he's not the same person who just davened. So of course he doesn't have to take 3 steps back. Okay, many parts like that. It's really based on the first Gemara later on, which hopefully we'll get to. Says the Rav, because you have to be a Chalosh Shliach. Now, this is not the Tosfos written. The Rav doesn't care how you look. The Rav never cares how you look. The Rav cares what your lumpus is. You have to be a Chalosh Shliach. Why do you have to be a Chalosh Shliach? Ask the Rav, why do you have to be a Chalosh Shliach? It could just be because that's the Takana. Unless you want to say, like that other view we had in the Meiri, that it's because to be a Shliach is the Baal HaShtar, and only the Baal HaShtar has Amonis. Okay, Yesh Lo Adam Harbe, I'll just point out that the Rav gave a different part, and he says, because only a Chalosh Shliach, I'm saying Chalosh Shliach, differentiating from Tosfos Rid, is Naman, and after Nesina, he is no longer a Shliach. Okay, yes?
How does he go back to the
That is a great question, meaning how do you become a Shliach once you forget the Meiri hasn't answered that? But the question is, does the Rav have an answer to that or not, right? How does he become a Shliach again? The only thing here, it's going to get a little tricky. The only thing I could perhaps, because clearly, again, let's say the woman drops her get on the floor, and I'm a gentleman, I pick it up and hand it back. Right? You're not going to sleep with the bottle. The bottle didn't send someone to give the woman back things she dropped. He only sent him to divorce his wife. Right? So even if she happened to have dropped it back in his hand, hard to say he's a shliach to keep returning it to her no matter how many times she loses it. So here I'm not sure. I don't know if the Rav explained it properly. The Rav's not in the Sifka, so that's not going to help us. Oh, no doubt. I don't know. They quote a similar story. What you could say is, no, but this is going to get a little tricky. Is that, well, since he hadn't said funny nechtav yet, that's also part of the shlichus. So he's still a shliach. But then you could ask, why does he need to do another sina?
That's the shlichus of the Baal. The Baal wanted to do it properly. So the Baal, it's like an undan that the Baal would want him to do it again because he wanted to do it properly.
Right, but that's only going to work if you assume it's part of the Siris Haget. You know what? I have to be naive in that a little. Let's say this, let's leave this a little bit with Tzarchia, right? But Tzarchia, I don't know if the Rav explained enough or I just didn't read it carefully enough, you know. Tzarchia needs more Ian. I don't mean Tzarchia as in I'm passing judgment on the Rav here. I mean, literally, maybe I just have to look into it a little more and be medayik in his lashon better or read it more carefully. Yesh la'ayin. Now, let me just point out, but what you're saying is the Meiri. Now, let me just point out that there might be some differences in terms of this. What does the Meiri say? The Meiri says something fascinating. The Meiri says that, yes.
According to the Rambam, a get is not a kuyan. It's not a complete get, because it's not a kuyan. Even in Eretz Yisrael, the Baal is not aware of a lot of mamzer.
Okay.
So maybe the Rambam is going on the same thing. They went out to get some superstars.
Right, the problem is if you say that you're still a shliach until you're mekayim it, then just be mekayim it without handing it again. That was Zvi's question, right? Okay, so that needs more Ian all a bit. Now, let me just point out, let's stick with the question whether it's formal or psychological. I know there's like a million different answers you can give. So, there might be some differences whether it's formal or psychological. So, for example, what if, is it enough, do you need to do a real gerushin again? Or is it enough to do something that's like gerushin? In the Tosefta, there's a fascinating machlokas. In the beginning of Perek Beis in the Tosefta, of course, here we are, found the Tosefta. Says, if he gave it to her, he should take it back for her, even years later, and give it back to her and say, and how do we know it's the same get? Okay, we believe her that it's the same get. Nikra, if it gets torn a little, that's okay. Nikra, if it gets torn up into pieces, puzzle. Nicker will carry shall pass, then puzzle. If it gets torn crisscross, then it's puzzle. Meaning, what if the get got torn? Meanwhile, puzzle. No, you tape it back together and say funny nechta, funny nechta. So it's a fascinating machlokas. If it got torn, can you tape it back together and say funny nechta, funny nechta? Fascinating machlokas, no? L'chora, it's not really a valid gerushin if it got torn up and you taped it back together. Right? So what's the machlokas here? Maybe the machlokas here has to do with this chakira. Do you really need another gerushin? Do you really need a mirushas gerushin? Or do you just need a very serious context where you'll be made ikdayik? If you really need a mirushas gerushin, then if it's torn up, it's too late. Can't do gerushin anymore. If you just need a very serious context, then you know what? If you tape it back together and give it to her, it looks enough like a real gerushin that you're going to be made ikdayik. After all, you go in front of the bezdin, but you're doing a very, very serious here. You're making it look like gerushin. So it could be there's enough gerushin here. Maybe you could say, nafkamina, do you need a real gerushin or nireki gerushin? And then again, that's especially if you say as a mirror means. So for example, one nafkamina might be, how about nishareya? Niskareya, the Tanakama, the Tosefta says, hustle. And Shimon ben Elazar, the Tana says, it's kosher. What's the machlokes? The machlokes could be, is it that you really need another gerushin? Or no, you just need a very serious context. And if you tape it back together and give it to her, that makes it a serious enough context that you are made dayik. And l'chomer, if it's a chlufe also, that should be good enough for a chlufe. You know, if you tape it back together and give it to her, that's not to be confused with kiyum shtaros the alba, even though it's not a real gerushin. As opposed to, here we would say, l'chomer would say kosher, l'chomer would say pasul. I'm not going to deal with the rav because I don't fully understand him. So there may be enough being. Another enough being is the interesting question, the rivash. What if the husband died? Is it too late to give it back to him funny nechtam, funny nechtam? Right? Of course, why might it be crucially important to be mashter this get if the husband died anyway? Yeah, but she doesn't want to do chalitza, right? The husband died, but there is a brother in Siberia. So she's in trouble here. And the guy forgot to say funny nechtam, funny nechtam. Can he take it back and give her and say funny nechtam, funny nechtam? Maybe that could also be an afkamina, right? If you would say, this is the rebush, the rishon. Rivash says, no, it's too late. It's too late to say funny nechta, and the husband's already dead. That would make sense. If you needed a real gerushin, just because you need a mir b'shas gerushin, or because you need to have good eidim sira, then you should for sure say puzzle. If you say it's just a matter of how it looks, you don't want it to be a chlufe. It seems to me that this would be kosher. Or you just want a serious context. It seems to me it's a good sign to say kosher. Yeah, if you just want to make it look special, then even if the husband's dead, you're doing a Maisa Gerushin. It looks like a Maisa Gerushin. If you're saying you really need Gerushin, then it's not a real Gerushin. And
how can you say that if the Baal is dead, it sort of looks like a Gerushin? I mean,
that's why I said maybe. Right? I understand. I did say maybe. Because you could say, now, this is not as good as the torn up. The torn up looks like a gerushin. If the husband's dead, then already it's a... If the husband's dead, then already it's a joke. I am certainly moved. There's an interesting shot say for Yashar Rabbeinu Tam, who was talking about a case of a guy who made a shliach to give a get, and they messed up. They did it wrong. Can they do it again? Are they still shluchim to do it again? Right, what does he say? Even the person says the get is pasul, the eidim can write another get. Why? Because he wasn't mevatel l'shlichus, and if they made a mistake, they can write another get. Now, there are other sugyas he could have quoted. Why he didn't quote other sugyas more directly germane is not my problem right now. And he says, what's the proof? He says in Pashut, if you tell people to write a get, and they made a mistake, they can write another get. He says, what's the proof? After all, if he says funny nechtam, and he messes up, he can do it again. Now here's, listen, follow the lumbus of Rebbeinu Tam. He's trying to prove that if I sent you to do something, and you did it wrong, you're still a shliach to do it again. Meaning, what's he proving? That if you mess up and you need to do it better, you're still a real shliach to really do it. What's his proof? His proof is from our case of funny nechtam. Now hold on. If in our case, the only reason he had to give it back to her was so it'll be serious and make a serious context psychologically, that's not a very good proof. Ah, if I give it to you, and then I need to make a hatzagah, right? I need to put on a show. I need to put on a play to make it serious. That doesn't prove that I'm a real shliach. Rabbeinu Tam assumes that you're a real shliach when you do it here, right? So I think the proof of Rabbeinu Tam is...
What? Why do you need a proof?
For what? Rabbeinu Tam's thesis?
Yeah, and instead they read the comic books. They can still give a
gift.
I mean, if they did it wrong, it's
so
stuff, they didn't do anything.
Okay, this is... you know what? Maybe you have a good kasha, but that's not my problem, though. My problem is not whether Rebbeinu Tam's right or wrong or whether he needs a proof. My issue is that he brings a proof from here. I don't mean to say I don't care, chasa shalom. My concern now is not Rebbeinu Tam's din. My concern is only the tying to our sugya. What's the tying to our sugya? He says... just like we can extrapolate. I know, here you have the old couple, little cheshman. You can extrapolate from the heksher of giving it again for funny nechtam to any time a shliach messes up, the shliach can do it again. What's the assumption? Again, if the reason you have to give it again is to look good, then you can't extrapolate from there to real hevel getting. If the reason you have to give it again is to be a real geirushin, then you can make a valid extrapolation. So I think here, Nafkamina is, for the rub, it made perfect sense, can you extrapolate from here?
What do you think?
It's getting a little late. Can you extrapolate from here?
1258.
Okay. Pesach, can you turn the clock to 1224?
If only it was so simple.
Can you extrapolate from here? You have the whole company. I think it's a real thing. Can you extrapolate from here that when Aiden, when Shluchim mess up, they have a chalos shlichus to try again? Again, over here, here's the Shluchim Rebbeinu Tam. Yes, if you need a real geirushin, then that's a good proof. Here you need a real geirushin. They did it once, they messed up, they're allowed to do another real geirushin. They're allowed to do another real geirushin. That proves that shluchim messed up are still appointed to try again, which Morty thinks is obvious, so that's not my point.
No,
problem.
Even here, that the fact that they still have to do the second act means they haven't finished what they were supposed to do.
So that's exactly his point.
So you're...
but he's proving they have a chalos shlichus. If they just need to be serious, what does that prove? Here, no, you can't prove anything. If the only reason he has to give it again is so that he'll be serious, he'll be made to diet, does that prove he's a real chalos shlichus in a different case? Let's say they wrote and they left out her name. Does that prove they're a real shlichus to write another get? No. All this proves that if you finished your shlichus and you messed up, you could still have a serious context later. Doesn't prove you can do your shlichus again. Doesn't prove you're doing your shlichus twice. Right, over here, it proves you're doing your shlichus twice. I think you're also no. Meaning, if you say it's that you really need a formal geirushin, or that you really, it's like this maram, chap of edim asiris, I think is a big chiddush, then what you're saying is a real geirushin when he goes back and does it. It's a real geirushin that proves any shlichus who messes up can do another real geirushin. If you say it's just it won't be a chlufei, that he'll be made a dayek, just to make a context that looks like a real, just make it look like real shlichus, like the grid said, then this doesn't, what's Rebbeinu Tam referring to? Here we're just saying that if you finish your shlichus, you can still put on a play. That doesn't mean that you can do a real shlichus, do another real garrison. Okay, according to the Rav, I think clearly, then this would be a valid proof, however the Rav works out. Now, the where do I really want to get from here? But I'm not going to be able to get there yet. The big, big, big machlokas about what about a shliach kabbalah? Shliach kabbalah. The husband gave the shliach a get in Bulgaria, but shliach kabbalah. I mean, the wife appointed a shliach kabbalah and is in Bulgaria. As soon as the husband gave him the get, she was already divorced. 3 months later, he makes it to Eretz Yisrael and delivers the get to the woman. can he say b'fani neftam or not? So that might also depend on this question. If you really need shas nesinas get, you really need a chalos gerushin, he's not doing a chalos gerushin. A chalos gerushin was 3 months ago. It's too late. If you just need a serious context, then, okay, this is a serious context. He's handing over the, he came on a boat and handing it over to the wife in front of all the town. That's a very serious context. You know, Lesa L'chlufe, it doesn't look like Yimishnaris. It looks like a very serious context. So I think that would be a, and according to my Rambam, we didn't have an issue. Beit HaMasir, of course, that was valid. They were in Bulgaria. And this is exactly, I apologize, but it's Omen HaShemayim. I forgot to put the Meirin Daf Vav and Aleph on the Makor sheet, which is the most important marker here. But now you have time to look at it for the next
that
year.
That's a big jump, though, to say that the Tachronos of Chami was
initially... Okay, so we'll see what the Meirin... Anyway, okay, Bezrat Hashem, we will continue, we will finish this, finish off these Makoros next time. And we'll also, I apologize for going a little out of order. But we'll finish up this Makor sheet next time, and move on.